You might remember Laura Hall. In April 2010, she became famous for drinking. She made the headlines for being the most drunk and disorderly girl in Britain. Arrested over 40 times, it seemed nothing was going to stop her.
Rules. They're only meant to be broken. Simple.
Branded all that is despicable and rotten in society by a judge, she was the first person to be banned from buying or drinking alcohol in public, anywhere in England and Wales. This film follows Laura for 7 months as she turns 21. She wanted to show the world that there was more to her than the headlines. It was a time when her drinking took her to new lows. And a time when she was made a life-changing offer, free rehab. This is the story of the drunkest girl in Britain's struggle to get sober.
You know, if I can change, anyone can change.
5 weeks in, and Ian Wright's football academy is facing a crisis. Assistant coach Brett Bay's life is under threat. He broke the prison's golden rule of silence when he reported a thief to officers, and it split Ian's squad. It's clear to Ian that if only he could find a way of getting the lads to talk to each other, the Brett situation could easily have been diffused. He's brought in a world-renowned speech and language therapist. Dr. Victoria Joffe has worked extensively with vulnerable young people, but a bunch like this pose a new challenge. Manchester. Home to Manchester United and England's first-choice striker, Wayne Rooney. In the shadow of the stadiums, far from the glare of the floodlights and the glamour of the Premier League, Wayne is searching for the ultimate street footballer. It was on the street that Wayne honed the skills that helped him become one of the most feared strikers in the world. The players are being coached by former pro Andy Ansah, who now choreographs football action in films and commercials with the best players in the world, including Wayne. As the summer heats up, so does the party, as thousands of boaters flock to Lake Havasu's cool waters.